The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
TMB, the world traveler, back from the quest for the cures, but the quest continues. And, Ty, I'm telling you, man, so much gratitude coming from listeners all over the world for what you've done and all the folks you've been able to bring out through the quest for the cures continues.
Hey, well, thank you, RSB, and thanks for your participation and for your helping us to spread the word. It was a huge success, man. Very exciting to be able to help so many people across the world and to help so many cancer patients and just people that are looking to try to figure out how to be healthy, and they're not really being taught how to be healthy from the mainstream medicine. So yeah, it's a great project and it's really fulfilling, and really appreciate your participation as well. You were an integral part of the whole thing.
Well, and you know, we have the funny story of when we were together at Jonathan Emord's event. Good Lord. Yeah, my brain is slow tonight. We were doing that together. We got to connect with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact,
sacred fire.
Yeah, people don't realize that she hadn't done any video, much less audio interviews, for a while, long time, because she lost her husband. It was really kind of that coming out for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and bringing that information out on the connection between vaccinations and cancer. And it was such a huge, in my mind, important part of the quest for the cures continues, because that hadn't been addressed directly before. And
it was.
And so it's funny how all of that kind of came together at that event for us.
It was. And that was really cool because, you know, Sherry, as you mentioned, I did not realize till after the interview that was the first interview she had done in almost, 9 months, 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very interesting. She got great information to us on the vaccines. Some of the things that she mentioned on how she's mitigated the possibility of cancer just through diet and nutrition was very interesting. We touched on polio vaccine and just a lot of the myths about vaccines. You know, vaccines create immunity, vaccines wiped out all the infectious diseases, all these lies that we're taught. It means a lot more being rebutted by someone like Sherry Tenpenny than by somebody like myself.
Well, listen, there are a lot of myths about vaccination that die very hard, and of course,
yeah,
we've got to overwhelm them with the information that they've never heard. And so, you know, as I said, when we were together and got Dr. Sherry there, I was just like thrilled beyond belief, because when we see things, even alternative views of cancer, very rarely do they bring up the subject of vaccination and the potential connection or induction of cancer later in life or even in childhood.
Well, that was one of the things that Sherry filled in, one of the gaps that we had missed in the first quest. And, you know, honestly, you don't realize the things that you haven't addressed until afterwards, and you look back and say, wow, you know, we didn't talk about this. And that was one of the main things that I wanted to get covered. And it was just such a blessing. I don't think it was coincidence. I think it was divinely appointed that when we were there at the Sacred Fire Gala that Sherry was there, and we were able to sit down with her and RSP actually filmed the interview for us.
Yeah, and at least that one worked, because the one where we set up to interview me, I had the focus all wrong, because we didn't have a cameraman with us, so we kind of, that ended up on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, and that was a bummer too, because you shed some really interesting information, some other slants and angles on the topics that we had discussed previously that I wanted to include, but it just was so out of focus that, you know, we were just doing the best we could with that point. I didn't have the camera crew with me. But that's okay. What we're going to do is, in the next quest next year, we're just going to have to bring the camera crew out to Orlando and get you to go over those same things with the high def, wide angle lenses.
Yeah, either that or twist my arm and we'll come out and visit you.
I don't think I'd have to twist too hard there, but that's an option as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, on that cancer front, because I think there was an anniversary somehow of there was a lot in the news cycle the last couple of days about Salk and the polio vaccine, and
right.
You know, it was related, and I just accidentally stumbled upon a 2011 article from Mike Adams, a health ranger, on basically called Salk a criminal. You know, and I thought this is why we love Mike Adams, because he doesn't hold back on that. And it was so shocking for people to hear, because that guy, as many in the vaccine religion, have been deified, you know, as the saviors of the universe, when in fact they have corrupted the immune system of so many millions of people and brought harm to so many, because they don't even understand how the immune system works.
Well, RSP, you're absolutely right. And I did not know that Mike had written that article calling Salk a criminal, but I'd have to agree with Adams. I mean, with he's the health ranger to everyone else. To you and me, he's the snake wrangler. So he wrangles snakes down on his farm in Texas. But yeah, I'd have to agree with Mike, and here's why. In 1977, Jonas Salk testified before Congress that over the last 20 years since he had introduced his polio vaccine, that every case of polio in the United States that had been reported over the last 20 years was as a result of his vaccine. Okay, that's congressional record, 1977.
Right.
He admitted that he had caused polio by his vaccine. One of the things that Dr. Tintini mentioned that I thought was really interesting was that in 2002 in The Lancet, which is, you know, a very esteemed British medical journal, they reported that over 100,000 cases of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that approximately 50% of those cases had been directly related to the polio vaccine that was contaminated with SV40, simian virus 40, which is monkeypox.
Right.
This is not some, you know, medical journal from Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
This is in The Lancet, and they admitted that 50% of these non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cases were a result of the polio vaccine. That's pretty damning evidence.
Yeah, and of course it shakes people hopefully out of that, let's say, blind allegiance and faith in that church of pharmaceutical mysticism once again. You know, I always like, you know, we're a couple of spiritual guys, a wild and crazy spiritual guys, and we believe in order in the universe, and that this place has been created for a reason. There are laws that apply that govern the universe.
Absolutely.
And the people in the allopathic community that inject innocent little babies, much less adults, with toxic poisons that you wouldn't drink, in my mind, they're violating these fundamental laws, and they become criminal, even in ignorance. And I know some people are upset with us when we say that. It's like, but they mean well. They're trying to do. Okay, well, granted, I'm not saying that everyone's involved in a conspiracy, because a lot of docs, and we know, we may get to talk to your buddy, Dr. Irvin Sani, and he talked about this in The Quest for the Cures, how limited their education and training is in holistic medicine and understanding, you know, natural ways of healing. And yet, at the same time, you can't absolve them of guilt for actions even done in ignorance. So many of them are doing penance by, you know, correcting these mistakes. And God bless Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others featured as well in The Quest for the Cures, like Dr. Batar, who are doing their level best to get the good information out there.
Well, you know, I would have to agree with you there, and it might sound harsh, but those doctors that are, you know, doing these vaccine injections and harming children, it does not matter to me whether it's done out of ignorance or if they have not an ounce of malice. They still harm the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's apply the same rules and laws to them that would apply to their parents. Let's say their parents inadvertently gave them a toxic concoction that caused brain damage. Well, they're probably going to face some kind of criminal charge, regardless of whether they're ignorant about it or not. And if they kill them, it's manslaughter. It may not be intent, but it's still a crime.
Yeah.
And so you have these medical professionals that are supposed to be in charge of helping us to stay healthy and preventing disease, and if they are injecting babies with the same substances that cause disease and they're linked to disease, is it not a crime when they do that, regardless of what their intentions are?
Right. Well, and the absolution of criminal guilt, if you will, via, for instance, the vaccine industrial complex gets special, you know, privileges, treatment by the king, the bureaucratic oligarchy, which says you are not liable or responsible should you harm or kill. And, of course, the doctors hide behind their licenses, whether they're aware of it or not. This concept of 007's license to kill, When we look at the medical statistics, the peer-reviewed journals, the JAMA Journal, New England Journal, they've all covered this, that hundreds of thousands of Americans die every year. And we're just talking one country due to properly used, administered, prescribed drugs. And now we're not even talking right. about the vaccine issue and all the billions that have now been paid out to families of children who have been injured or killed.
Right. And if the vaccines were not dangerous, then why have billions of dollars been paid out to families that had filed complaints and filed charges, or not filed charges, but they filed class action lawsuits against big pharmaceutical companies, and even within, I believe, within the government itself, there have been some class action suits against the government itself, the FDA. Why would the pharmaceutical companies have paid out these billions of dollars if they weren't guilty?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't settle a lawsuit, Robert, for billions of dollars if you're not in essence admitting guilt.
Yeah,
they just didn't want it to get to a trial.
Well, and of course the whole movement toward we've got to have an Ebola vaccine now. Of course, a lot of this is staged theater so that the companies that no longer are making as big a profits on patented pharmaceuticals because the patents are running out and they have no blockbuster drugs in the pipeline. This sets the stage for, okay, we'll make a vaccine, but we want to be indemnified. So they're going for the same game that they've got with childhood vaccination schedule. If we're going to come out with Ebola, you got to indemnify them. And how much do you want to put on, not that we're gambling men, that Congress will go, yeah, of course you'll be indemnified. Go ahead and make it. And no matter what you do, if you kill people, if you paralyze them, you're not going to be responsible, held liable for it.
Right. And why couldn't we get that to apply to the natural sector, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got raw milk farmers that give somebody a stomachache and they get SWAT raided by the FDA. I mean, they're not indemnified, but you have the big pharmaceutical companies that can make these vaccines that potentially kill you, and it's okay. You know, you can't go against them. We can thank, you know, W for that. Wasn't it 2004 that he began the long string of indemnification for big pharma, that they could pretty much do whatever they want in their vaccines? They can kill you, they can maim you, they can give you autism, and you can't go up against them.
Yeah, there was that expansion, and that was based on the phony war on terror, of course. When people sometimes will say, hey, you're too hard on liberals, well, no. Anybody that violates our right to life, liberty, or property, and they're pretty much all within the establishment political parties, they're eventually going to hear from us, and we're going to cover it.
Yeah.
We're going to take...
Break time?
Yeah, we got to take a break here. It is Outside the Box time on the Robert Scott Bell Show with TMB and RSB. Remember, our book together is still really getting some good empowering information out there called Unlock the Power to Heal. Check it out. We'll be talking about a lot more and how you can get the copies of The Quest for the Cures Continues, all the DVDs, etc. that Ty's been working on after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the quest for TMB continues. He's traveling the country with his good buddy.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, where's Waldo? Where's TMB? And we're going to hear from his buddy, our friend, Dr. Irv Sani, a little bit later in the program, which will be cool because he was also featured in the quest for the cures. I got to ask you, I know that it's only a limited time availability. For those that have missed or maybe watched it, want to watch it again or share it with friends and family members, the quest for the cures continues. You go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. Is it still open? Can people still order the series, the set, and have it shipped to them when it's ready?
They can still order it, yes. Unfortunately, the early bird discount has ceased because, you know, we've got to get an inventory of how many orders to place and then place them. And once after that initial order is placed, you know, we don't get the bulk discount price anymore.
Okay.
So you can still order them, but the price has gone up. We actually ran it over the weekend. We called it the 48-hour replay marathon. We began to receive so many emails during the week of people that were saying, look, I wanted to buy it. I haven't had a chance. I'm not going to be able to free up from work till weekend. Is there any way you could give, you know, keep it open? And so we said, look, we're just going to replay all 12. We put them all, a link to all 12, I'm sorry, all 11 episodes on one page.
Yeah.
And just replay them for the entire weekend. And so they're still available, but they're not available for viewing anymore, but they are available for purchase.
Purchase, okay.
But, you know, stay tuned. We may have something come up around Thanksgiving time. We're looking at potentially doing some kind of a deal over Thanksgiving for where people can actually give the gift of life instead of buying a bunch of useless trinkets for their friends and family and loved ones for Christmas.
Excellent. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. You'll be the first to hear it if you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we go outside the box with TMB. You know, one of the other things that it was so astonishing about the Truth About Cancer series that you did was the highlighting and spotlighting of some unsung heroes. There were certainly some folks that, you know, a lot of people have heard of, maybe knew about beforehand,
but there were some that you were able to spotlight and interview that most people had never heard from, and they were so innovative, like Dr. Daniel Newsom. I have to say, I was just blown away, even though I've interviewed him now, together we have as well, to have that information on the fulvic acid, humic acid connection. That went to levels of understanding that I had never seen before.
It did me too. I was blown away with Dr. Newsom, with his info on fulvic acid, with a lot of the way that he describes the effects of aspartame on the brain, being a toxicologist. But the fulvic acid, I think, was his home run. It was a grand slam. And I honestly probably got more emails from people speaking about how they were really pumped about that information, how they'd never heard about fulvic acid. And how they were going to get some of Dr. Newsom's products and start taking and so forth. So it was just really, really cool to be able to help Dr. Newsom because he's such a good man. He's got such a big brain. He's really smart. He wants to help people. And before the quest, he's relatively unknown. I think that's really helped him to get on the map a little bit more because he deserves it. These guys that are out there that could be multi-gazillionaires if they had gone the allopathic route
with their
brains and with their talent
that
have chosen to try to help people. They deserve it. You deserve it. Everyone that's involved with this deserves to be successful and to get some more recognition for what you've done. And so Dr. Newsom, you, and then everyone else that was involved with the Quest for the Cures, except for Dr. Irvin Sani. I can say that. He's my buddy from college, so we rag on each other. Kind of like you do and I do and like Dr. Buttar does.
Right. Yeah. Everything you said except for Dr. Buttar, right?
This all applies to everyone except for Dr. Buttar. Yes,
he'll appreciate that very much. To your credit, Ty, I mean, this is God's honest truth. There are so few people that take such great joy in seeing other good people do well. And I can't tell you how many small-minded folks, even sometimes in the natural realm, will have this small-mindedness about them that if they see somebody else doing well, they'll get jealous, they'll be petty, and they'll say, well, why can't, that be me? And that's not you at all. And I'm so grateful and appreciative of that because, again, I recognize that so few people really take it to that level that say, I want people that are doing good to shine. I want them to be known. I want them to succeed. And that just opens my heart.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I hope that's my attitude, and that really is my desire. That's Charlene and my desire to do. We want everyone to work together. I mean, this is not about the truth about cancer, the quest for the cures over other projects. Even it's not about one doctor over another doctor. It's not a competition. There's another group that does the Cure to Cancer Conference each year, and they've interviewed me the last couple of years, and they were surprised that I interviewed with them this year because I can't remember if it was them or somebody they were associated with was surprised because they thought, well, this is the competition.
Competition,
like, no,
right?
It's not a contest.
I know.
We're trying to help people stay alive.
TMB is like me having other radio hosts on and I promote their show. I'm happy they're doing good work. It doesn't bother me at all. There's a lot of good healing information. I want it all to get out there. So stick around. We've got more to go. TMB RSB here outside the box. Dr. Irvin Sani, we're going to hear from him after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, remember, if you miss a show, it's very easy. We're heard all over the world on naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com. UK Health Radio rebroadcasts us. We got iTunes. We got Stitcher. We got, what else? Oh, Epic Times. Jerry Doyle's been so open to the hearing this message and helping it get out there. So TMB, he's traveling, and we're glad to have him on regardless, wherever you are, Waldo.
Waldo is coming back home from Montana at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to see any old friends? Because you were in Montana for a few years.
Yeah, we did. We got to meet up with some old friends, had dinner with their close friends of ours, and I was actually up here with Dr. Irvin Thani. We were working on an herbal pain rub that we were taking to market, and the manufacturing plant so happens to be right here in the Flathead Valley of Montana where we used to live. So it was nice to be able to hook up with some old friends.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So, Dr. Irv, your buddy in the quest for the cures, and he was one of the more dramatic visuals, and he acknowledged it in the quest because the first time, you know, he looked a certain way, and he had great knowledge and information. That wasn't the issue, but you could see his body was a lot larger, let's just say. And in the second phase, he looked, who is that guy? Is that the same guy? And he actually acknowledged and talked about what he had learned from participating and how it impacted. And I'm sure visually it was so stunning that people said, wow, what happened? What was the change? And it lent so much credibility to his passion for learning and to do the right thing.
Yeah, Irv's a unique bear because he's a very knowledgeable medical doctor, but he's always open to new things. And you're right. One of the things that after the quest for the cures in the spring, he said, I want to drop some weight and get healthier. And he did. And it's just really inspiring to be able to see, you know, a medical doctor coming here that's had so much knowledge and schooling and is already so smart to say, hey, I don't know everything yet. And I'm going to try to apply some of this new knowledge. And very successful. He lost about a quarter of an herb between the spring and the fall.
A quarter of an herb. That's great.
So, but anyway, he happens to be here with me right now. I want to hand the phone over to him. You can talk to Dr. Irvin Thani and reminiscent of Throw Mama from the Train. Here he is.
Hey, welcome back, Dr. Irvin Thani.
Hey, how are you doing, Robert?
Doing well. I remember when we got to first meet in person at Dr. Batar's event on advanced medicine. We had that seminar, and it was great. You were like a kid in an organic, holistic candy store, all the things you were absorbing, and yet you had come from so much. I remember it's like me with you and Ty. It's like me and a buddy of mine that I went to a university with at Emory. He became a pediatric surgeon, and for a number of years after medical school, we kind of parted ways. Because he was like going a different route, I was going holistic, and we didn't have a lot in common other than we were friends. And then after years of practice, he became wide open again to homeopathic medicine, to silver and other things, because he recognized the practicality of it. And he had to unlearn a lot from medical school to do what he's doing today in integrating natural medicine.
No, absolutely. No, I was a kidney cancer. You know, Robert, one thing about me is I have a thirst for knowledge, you know, so I became a pilot a few years ago, and you know, flying is great and I really enjoy it, but the process of learning how to fly and learning airspace and learning all the different esoteric details, and then nutrition's been kind of the same thing. If I don't learn something new, I kind of get bored, or I don't know, I don't feel satisfied, maybe spiritually satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's always got to be something worthwhile, and nutrition is obviously worthwhile. And the thing that's really kind of carrying me through now that I have gotten much healthier myself and applied some of these practical principles is now I've helped multiple other people. So when people see me, I have nurses come up to me in the hospital and say, you know, what did you do? How did you do that? How did you lose all that weight? One nurse actually asked me if I had cancer.
Wow.
She said, you know, what's going on? Do you have cancer? I was like, you know, just because I'm not, you know, big and fat anymore, or whatever, you know, whatever. That's a horrible way to say it.
Well, you're no longer a chunky monkey.
No, I'm no longer a chunky monkey. So, you know, and I've got many, many friends now that I've talked to about intermittent fasting, about reducing sugar, even with the gluten. That doesn't seem people don't seem to get as excited about that as me. But you know, basically asking me how I did it, and I described it, and they've applied these principles. And many of them have lost many, many pounds. In fact, some just in the recent weeks. One guy just texted me just this morning, a friend of mine I've known since seventh grade. He's like, I lost another pound. You know, he's losing a pound a day right now doing intermittent fasting and sugar restriction.
Nice.
And so he's really, you know, it's really fun. And, you know, you're really helping people. As a medical doctor, I do feel like I really help people because I try very hard to practice medicine in a way that is conservative, that is just the right thing to do, try to treat people the way I would treat my own family. You know, and I was talking to my new partner about this, who's also very health conscious, and I said, well, you know, if we practice medicine this way, who knows, you know, how we're going to do financially. But the funny thing is, the harder I push people away from surgery, the busier we get, because we get more patients,
mm-hmm.
because people, you know, really trust us. And if anything, our revenues are up significantly, the harder we try to be more conservative. I spend much more time talking to people about nutrition if they want to listen. And so it's really been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I really feel like I can help people, you know, in a way that I wasn't helping them before by just simply doing surgical procedures on them. And, you know, and I firmly believe this, and I know you believe this too, but the only way we are going to solve the health care crisis in this country is through people taking personal responsibility and preventing disease to begin with.
Yeah.
More drugs, more MRIs, more surgeries, none of that's going to make a difference. And we're going to bankrupt the country, which we're already doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to bankrupt the country. Two-thirds of children are going to be morbidly obese by the year 2020. You cannot print, the Federal Reserve can't print enough money to keep up with that. And so the only way, there's not three choices, there's not two choices, there's one choice. And that is to stop poisoning ourselves. It makes me sick, and I don't want to get too political here, but to hear Obama, you know, criticizing how the country's healthcare system is broken when my tax dollars are subsidizing, you know, glyphosate sprayed GMO corn to go to a feedlot, to poison children to make them morbidly obese and throw their hormones out of whack. So, you know, the government acts like they're concerned, but they're not really taking any real action.
No, they're ensuring the profitability of the monopoly practice of medicine, which is not what you're describing. And I want to go back, Irv, to what you said. We're talking to Dr. Irvin Sani, good buddy of TMB, good friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, participated in the Quest for the Cures, continues as well. And I hope you'll get those videos, DVDs, for when they're available, limited time only. So check it out. We got it linked up in the show notes. But Dr. Sani, the perspective that you related in your practice, of course, as a surgeon, you know, the only way you're making money in theory is if you do more surgery. Here you are counseling your patients to do less surgery, to correct things that make surgery not necessary, and yet you've seen revenues grow. You've seen more patients than ever. What does that say? I've been saying this for years. If doctors would learn to genuinely help people, as the origin of the word physician is teacher, teach them how to heal themselves, there would be more people beating down their doors than there ever were, because it's such a rare thing for a doctor to do. You know, the fear has always been, well, if I teach people to be well, they'll never come back, they won't need me. But it's like, they'll talk about it, and you will have more patients, and you'll have time to see. And I think we're seeing some evidence of that reality in what you're doing in your practice.
Absolutely. No, we are. And, you know, I'm not saying we're not doing procedures, but we're trying to do procedures that don't burn bridges. You know, we're doing a lot more injections, epidural steroid injections, and therapies, and trigger point injections, things that, you know, once I go into someone's back and put screws in the back, you can't, there's no turning back. That's a done deal, you know? And so I'm really trying to educate patients on how to take inflammatory foods out of their diet, how to reduce the weight on their body, how to get out and get some exercise. And they just don't know. They just don't have, they don't understand, you know, of course, what I always hear is, well, I'm in so much pain, how can I exercise? So I've gotten to the point where I say, you know what, I don't want to hear about exercise. Forget about exercise. You know, because they really aren't pain. Some people really do have some very serious back issues. And so let's focus on the diet. Focus on the diet. Forget about the exercise. We'll come back to the exercise. Get up and walk as much as you can.
Right.
I'm not asking you to do power cleans and squats at this point in your life. I understand that. So, you know, and if they can focus on the diet, you really can lose weight. Because I did that. I proved it to myself recently. I bounced around my own weight in my lifetime. So what I said to myself was, you know, what happens is, I do both exercise and diet, and I lose weight. And then when I get stressed from work, that's not, you know, because I'm not prioritizing properly, which I'm now really struggling very hard to do, I stop exercising, and then my diet can't support that weight loss. So what I did this time was I completely separated the two. I did intermittent fasting, a very mild amount of exercise, but not much at all, not much to speak of. And I basically lost about 50 pounds, almost 50 pounds, with absolutely no exercise. So now I know what it takes to lose the weight without exercise. And what I told my friends, or what I preached to about this, is that this intermittent fasting is more, this weight loss in general is more of a psychological thing. Intermittent fasting is a psychological thing. And when you, as a person who has, you know, I don't shoot heroin, I'm not an alcoholic, but I am a food addict, and I am a sugar addict, and I'm in remission. And so, you know, and I like sugar, and I like to eat a half a gallon of ice cream at 11 o'clock at night while I'm watching Netflix and doing no exercise and eating. You know, that's how I got myself out of shape.
Right.
Because that food, I guess, soothed me. But when I took control over my body, it was one of the most self-empowering things I've ever done in my life. It in itself is addictive to be able to lick that addiction and to feel really, really in control of your own body.
How good, Dr. Sani, does that feel when you felt previously victimized by your body
even though you might intellectually know, okay, I'm sure I'm doing some things wrong, but you really feel powerless. And you took that on, and suddenly you have a worldview that matches maybe your intellectual, not only curiosity, but knowledge of, yeah, of course we have control, but you pay it lip service. And now that you've actually done it, you become that living example, not only to inspire yourself because it motivates you, but others pick up on that energy. As you said, now you're having an inadvertent, even if you're not talking overtly to folks, they're coming to you and trying to pull it out of you. What did you do? What can I do?
And in a way that's totally healthy because, you know, all you know, you can imagine, I have patients telling me, oh, well, what pill can I take? All of them want a pill. All of them want some gimmick. And I just tell them, now, look, if there's not some degree of pain and suffering involved in this process, if you are not having to get on the internet or find whatever you're source of educating yourself, if you're not having to immerse yourself in education, you're not doing it right. It's not going to last. Taking some Theramine and pushing your appetite down for a few weeks or months, and then simply when you quit taking it, you bounce right back into your bad eating habits, is not going to solve your problem long term. If it isn't hurting a little bit, if you aren't having to sacrifice, then it isn't going to work. There is no gimmick. Forget about gimmicks. It's hard work. You know, it's hard work, but it feels good, just like any hard work, just like building a shed in your backyard feels good. It's a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
So, you know, people just want a quick fix, and it just doesn't work.
Well,
you know,
they think they do, and Irv, when they see you, then they realize there's a way to get there that doesn't involve that, and that is, as they said, you're inspired, you're inspiring, and I can feel that energy coming from you, and I'm so glad you and TMB are hanging out and you were able to come on the show today. We got to take a break here. We'll hear more from TMB afterwards to wrap up Outside the Box. Dr. Sani, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it, and it really was an honor and a privilege to be part of the Quest for the Cures and to be, you know, on shows like this. And I really appreciate you having me.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, TMB, be careful hanging out with Dr. Irv Sani. You might lose weight or something. I don't know. Guy's just oozing with excitement now.
Yeah, Irv's awesome. He's been that way since college. You know, we were college roommates. And,
yeah.
And when he sets his mind to do something, he just goes, you know, 100% at it and does it and accomplishes what he's after. And that's what he did with this this getting him more healthy weight loss thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just I was listening to that section of the interview as he was speaking and going, wow, you know, that'd be a great addition to another book.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because he's talking about basically you have the power to heal. You got to take control of your health. That's the message that we preach every week.
Yeah, fired me up, of course. Now, TMB, we've got to wrap up here, but I also want to say thanks. I had Richard Ostro on last week. He was terrific telling his story, his passion. He's a quirky guy. But we love him.
I was listening to that interview last week. That was a really good interview with Richard of Carnivora.
Mm-hmm.
And a great one of our awesome sponsors, Carnivora, the immunomodulatory agent that everyone should be taking.
Yeah, and I wanted people to have a little bit of backstory on that because they hear about these things all the time, and you know, you like to get behind the scenes and say what are the things that make him tick, just like we did with Dr. Irv, and you really get the sense of his passion, and that's
really
the plus factor.
Richard is awesome. He does have a passion, and his passion is to help people and to just really to stand up against a lot of this medical tyranny that's going on. And so I really admire that in Richard. And that's something, you know, we've hung out with Richard in New York City together down at Times Square. We did some fun videos back in January.
Yep.
And he does have a passion just to help people, and he's sick and tired of the lies. So we really appreciate that about Carnivora.
Yep. Carnivora.com. Check it out. Also, our friends at Atlanta, Better Way Health, Reggie, Buns and the gang, and the Beta 1 3D Glucan. I think if you're not doing it this winter, what are you waiting for?
If you're not doing it, you should be.
Yeah.
Those are two supplements that I don't miss any day. I take the Carnivore and the Beta 1 3D Glucan every day. And we do really appreciate the guys down at Better Way Health, especially Reggie heading up the operations down there. Our buddy AJ Lanigan up in South Carolina.
Yep.
that actually formulated the product. And, you know, AJ has supplied me with research on beta-1-3-D-glucan. Just amazing, the research he's done. It's not just some fly-by-night product. This is a very, very heavily researched product.
Absolutely. And all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including links to archives as well. Just click those banners. Say thanks from us. TMB, the issue of plant medicinals, we talk about it in the final chapter of Unlock the Power to Heal, particularly cannabis.
Yeah.
In California, where there is a growing acceptance for the medical uses, of course, the cops, not so nice here. As they're raiding the growers of this plant, they're wearing shirts with a very vile message.
Yeah, they are, Robert. You know, when we were growing up, one of my favorite shows was Adam 12. Mm-hmm. And on the side of their cop car says, to protect and to serve. But apparently the cops out in California have they've forgotten this message, because they're wearing shirts now that say the equivalent of, you know, screw the growers. While they're raiding their marijuana farms. So that's a little bit disconcerting. It's not surprising. I mean, we've seen a lot of law enforcement over the last couple of decades really go almost more military style, and almost, I would say, rogue. I mean, that's not the purpose of law enforcement, is to attack citizens that are really doing nothing illegal, because in California, mm-hmm. hemp's not illegal. But
yeah.
They still act like it is.
No, I know California folks with doctor's authorization can possess and grow cannabis. Whatever's neat, and yet these cops are doing it, and they're, you know, with that message, the only word we can say is screw the growers, as they have on their shirt. It doesn't say that. It's much more graphic. But, you know, if you want to respect law enforcement, you know, not a lot of respect is garnered when they do that.
No, it's not, and it's really sad. It's sad that so much money, so much manpower is being hoisted towards stopping the growing of a plant that God made to help us to be healthy, that has so many medicinal benefits that we couldn't even list them in an hour show, while nothing is being done about the deaths from prescription drugs.
Yeah, where is the morality and moral superiority when you talk about, well, we just want to keep people off of drugs? Well, the drugs you're keeping them on from the federal government approval process is killing them, and nobody's mm-hmm. dying of cannabis.
Nobody's dying of cannabis. The FDA admits that 100,000 plus die from properly prescribed prescription drugs. So where is the disconnect?
Yeah.
And, you know, we could go into the history of hemp. We did go into a little bit of the history of hemp in the book. And, you know, it all goes back to business. It goes back to big pharma. It goes back to the paper industry. And
that's
look at the history.
They're all fighting at this point against these things. But please, if you're in Florida, vote yes on Amendment 2 on November 4th. And TMB, I can't believe we're out of time already. Thank you to bring Irvin on with us. And also, safe journey home to Charlene and the kids. Lots of love.
Hey, RSB, thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for what you're doing. Always a pleasure.
Oh, we have a great time together, don't we? So
yeah,
I hope you all had a good time, too. In the meantime, just tell each other like we tell you. The power to heal.
Power to heal.
Is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.